First of all, I hope they're not expecting something from the coming elections, because it's a pure coincidence that we had this first convention around what everybody is getting excited about elections. It's actually not a new party. It's an ancient one which has been there, but the Independent Commission refused to register it, and finally we went to court and got a judgment sometime early this year. And it's just a good time to have a convention. And so all I can tell you is that the party has expressed it at the convention. It's a party for youth, essentially for youth, those who have no congenial political platform to which they feel they can belong.
Professor Soyinka, what do you think are the prospects of this party?
Well, we have to wait and see. You see, as I told you, this is why I began by emphasizing the fact that this party has been in existence, in fact, since 2002. That's a correction, by the way, from the 2005 I mentioned some other interviews. I was reminded that, in fact, we had the first meeting to consider this party in 2002. And our manifesto is very, very elaborate, and it's on the website. I'm going to direct you to the dfds.org, where the manifesto is stated very plainly in all fields: health, human rights, economy, border disputes, religious, gender equality, etc., etc. So it's really a task for the young generation, whom we hope we're leaving behind, to carry on the task we've been engaged in all our lives.
Some people have said, why wouldn't all the parties come together in order to form, to give a formidable challenge to the ruling PDP party, instead of being so fragmented with regards to the opposition? What is your take on that?
Oh, it's a good question. A number of the parties actually have the same kind of plan-left ideology as the PDP, so it's better for them to go and join the PDP. But one of the things I stressed at the convention is that this party will not be a go-it-alone party. It is going to collaborate, and eventually, you're quite right, some of these small progressive parties will inevitably fuse together. So it's not outside the possible projections of the party policy.
Nigeria's 2007 elections was condemned as not free and not meeting international standards. You came out sharply against it. What are your expectations of next year's election?
Well, I'm very glad, actually, that Jaga asked for, the chairman of the commission asked for more time, because he was about to place himself in the position of, he would have placed himself in the position of a miracle worker if he had gone ahead with the original timetable. With the extension, I'm now expecting a very thorough job from him. I know him. He's a very different cut of cloth from the former so-called independent commissioner, who's a total disaster, who set us back centuries, not just decades. With this extension, I think that for once in a long time, Nigeria may be able to present to the world an example of what a good election should be.
Professor Soyinka, you were saying that your party is not going to be a go-alone party. The time for next year's election is pretty much less than a year for you to possibly begin discussions with other party to challenge the ruling party. What do you think is the way forward in terms of participating in this year's election, not necessarily being it alone, but joining other forces?
Well, let me begin by saying, by the way, I should have mentioned this, that actually some of the members of this new party are already elected members. We have a number in some houses of assembly, local government, and we encourage them to try and join the more progressive parties, since our party was not registered. and we didn't want them to lose their constituencies. So the first thing is that, as we hope, some of them will now come out formally and rejoin the, you know, and join the party at the first legitimate opportunity. And that way, link hands across the party divisions with those I have already described as the as progressive party. We have a very detailed manifesto, easily the most detailed manifesto in the entire, you know, across the political spectrum. And with the development of the energy and the innovative skills of the new party, plus the experience of those members of our party who are in other parties, I've no doubt at all that some kind of viable progressive opposition will emerge in time to influence elections next year, April.
What will be your message to every Nigerian ahead of the election?
Well, never lay down in surrender. This is, in fact, the purpose of this party, that there are things which can be done, even with very, you can give a heavily moneyed, heavily endowed, if you like, in all kinds of dubious ways, party, even if they're in government, you can give them a good run for their money. A sheer enthusiasm, commitment, and principles. And that is my message, really. I'm a teacher. This is, for me, part of my teaching exercise. I hope by this gesture, this experiment, that I'm continuing my teaching career, this time in the field of human dignity and integrity. So people understand that you just don't go around allowing yourself to be trampled upon by corrupt power simply because you don't have money. No, you can. It's still possible to affect the situation in a nation without money. That really is what I hope our party will teach, not just the nation, teach the nation, but especially the young generation. They give up too easily.